This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 80 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. That is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are beginning our very special Mel Gibson month. So this will be a month, the month of August, for Mel Gibson movies. This is the first, and this is a first-time watch for me, a first-time watch for Alex. And this was voted on by you guys, the listeners, over on my Instagram. I put polls up. Me and Alex, we choose the franchises. You guys choose almost everything else we review, by the way, if you didn't already know. So if you don't follow us, make sure you follow us. This is Tequila Sunrise. I had only ever barely heard of this movie, to be honest with you. This stars, of course, Mel Gibson, Kurt Russell, Michelle Pfeiffer, and a secret actor we're going to talk about when we actually review the movie that I was hyped when I saw. So this is we're going to be reviewing that. Now, before we do so, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you click the like button down below. Like, subscribe, comment. Have you seen Tequila Sunrise? Were you one of the people who voted for it? What do you think of this movie? What do you rate it? If you're listening on the go, make sure you have your auto download set up so that when our new episodes drop Thursdays and Saturdays, you automatically get them and you can listen to us on the go. Okay, Alex.
Yeah.
First time watch, I already explained, so I'm not even going to ask you when the last time you watched this was, because it was today. It was never. But box office. Yeah. I have no idea what this might have made, because I didn't do any research on it.
Yeah, all right, so here we go. A little box office number for Tequila Sunrise from 1988. They only had a domestic box office of $41 million. No international numbers on a worldwide total of $41 million on a budget of $23 million.
That's, what year did this come out?
88.
That's surprising, because at this point, Mel Gibson already was in Lethal Weapon, maybe Lethal Weapon 2. And Kurt Russell, I'm pretty sure, was already in Tango and Cash. And these guys were already known. Michelle Pfeiffer kind of still coming up, right? But that's interesting that two big stars like that.
Lethal Weapon was 87, the first one.
Okay, so he did Lethal Weapon 1 already, which was a big hit. But he had already done Mad Max. He had done the Road Warrior. Like, Mel Gibson was already a star at this point.
Yeah.
And Kurt Russell was already, maybe less, but still. It's weird. It would be a movie like today, like two big stars opening and it just does nothing. You know what I mean? Okay. Either way, maybe this is why, because I have the Rotten Tomatoes scores. And not great. The critic reception, 52%. So half and half. Not horrible, but it's not fresh. The audience score, though, 40%. So people just didn't gravitate towards it, maybe. It just wasn't their cup of tea. I don't know. Irrelevant, though. Doesn't matter what these scores are, because who gives a crap?
Yeah.
We're going to give you our score. So, Alex, I'm hosting, which means you get to do the honors of going first in these categories. Lead, I did both. I'm assuming you did as well. Both Mel Gibson and Kurt Russell.
I just did Mel Gibson, because I thought it was Mel Gibson month. So I did it. But
I'll do that as well. It won't change my score, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, look, here we go. Mel Gibson plays, I wrote some notes now here for this movie. He plays Mac, ex-drug dealer here, Mac. This is the first time I have to whip out some notes because, woohoo! All right, so Mel Gibson as Mac, ex-drug dealer, he was good. I enjoyed him in this movie. I thought his character, this is not an action, like, I want people to understand. We're going to get into it in the action scenes, but the character of himself is not an action, like, he's not an action guy here. Okay, he's an ex-drug dealer that's trying to get out the game, but they keep pulling the guy in, and it's like a love triangle story. That's all I'm going to say until we get into it more. But with that said, I liked him. Very believable. Young Mel Gibson, very good actor. I don't know. He's one of my top five actors in Hollywood still, regardless if they blackballed him in Hollywood. But I love him. I think he's very good. I enjoyed his character. He was very funny at times. He's very serious at times. Him with his son, him with Michelle Pfeiffer. They had sex for 4 hours. I was like, wow, this is crazy. But honestly, he had a moment also with the main villain, which we'll talk about in the main villain. I'm not going to say his name just yet. But their interaction with each other was awesome. I laughed a lot and it was really cool. I'm not going to say who they were yet, but I will say this. I gave Mel Gibson a 3. I thought he was good. I gave him a 3. Okay. It's very weird. I gave him a lot of praise, but I don't know. I guess it's the style of movie that we're watching, but I gave it a 3.
Yeah.
What did you
Hey, look, your scores are your scores. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. I gave him a 4. I think this, you know why I like this role for him? Because of everything you just said. Like, at this point, you know, he was in Mad Max, action movie. He was in The Road Warrior, big action movie. He was in Lethal Weapon, big action movie. And then he's in this, and he has to do some different things. And I was like, wow, look at my man Mel playing it low-key. He played it low-key.
Mm-hmm.
And I could appreciate a low-key performance as long as the acting is good. And guess what? He's good. So, you know, he could do more than just be a loud-mouth, you know, cocky Lethal Weapon guy, right? He's more subdued here. But why I like him is because Mel Gibson has crazy eyes. Everyone knows this by now. If you see Mel Gibson act, he got crazy eyes. You know what I mean? Like, he has this intensity, right?
Yeah.
And he can't help it. So even in a role where he's playing it kind of low-key, you're always like, something's up, though. Something's up.
Yeah.
Something's behind his eyes. And, you know, something's up. And you're just kind of waiting. And I love that in this role. Like, I love that you don't know. Because I'll be honest, the whole movie, I did not know if he was truly, like, reformed or if he was still involved in the drug game, you know? And I absolutely love that about the character. It's not his best performance because it's kind of low-key. If there was a little more flair, I would have gave it a 5, to be honest with you. But it's a 4 as such. I thought he was good. I want to give a shout-out to Kurt Russell. He's essentially the lead also. Like, they have about the same amount of screen time.
Mm.
So I'll give him a shout-out. And he does a really good job in his role too. I think both of them played parts that you're not used to seeing them playing, which I liked. Because he was kind of smarmy, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, but if you really look at his character, he plays the same character when he's older in The Fast and the Furious, right? If you really look at him, he's the, you know what I mean? If you really look at it, but
if you look at this one's more serious. He had never done, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
To that point, he had never done anything like this, which was cool. So, a 4 for me.
Okay, yeah.
Main villain. Now, this is the secret actor. I had no idea. I had no idea that my man's Raul Julia was in this movie. Let's go.
Yeah.
A Puerto Rican legend.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you go first because I don't want to get too excited and talk over you.
All right, so my man Gomez, right? So I was shocked. To be honest with you, I really did not know. And for, again, for those of you out there that is watching this review, this is a spoiler filled. So
yeah,
this movie is heavy plot twist. Like, you do not know who's the Carlos in the movie, because that's who they're looking for. They're trying to put in jail Carlos. So right now we just spoiled it. It's Robert. It's Gomez. Robert. What's
Raul
his name?
Julia.
Raul Julia. Yeah. So he comes in. He's plays Carlos. Now he is really good, and I totally forgot because I only know him as Gomez from Adam's Family.
Bison.
But I mean, his big famous role is Gomez. Like, sure, that's the one everyone knows him from. And I never seen another movie with him in it. Like, to be honest with you, this is like the first time. I mean, Street Fighter, but that is a piece of shit. This one, like, it is a piece of crap. Like, that's, I mean, I hope we get to tackle a month for this horrible.
We'll see that Van Damme month, I'm sure.
Yeah, we will. But I definitely enjoyed him in this movie. He was very good. I love when he was singing, because it reminded me of my dad. My dad always used to sing stupid nonsense. When you go into my dad's house, he's always like, oh, no, in Spanish. Yes. So I thought it was hilarious. I thought he was really good. I thought the chemistry between him and Mel Gibson was amazing. I thought they were very good, especially towards the end when they shoot each other. And he's like, on the ball? Yeah. He goes, you shot me. He goes, no, but you shot me first. He goes, it's okay. I wanted to get out anyway. I wanted to get into weed, and then he just died. Like, he didn't say nothing else.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. He was like, he was a suave drug dealer. And watching him play this role, I wish, because he died tragically, right? He died of an illness or something like that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have seen him play big drug dealer roles, like in Breaking Bad. Like, he comes in as a guest cameo. Yeah, like a scenario, a Sicario or something like that. Yeah. Because you're right, he was good. He was really, they used him very well in this movie. I gave him a 4. I loved him in this movie. Like, to be honest with you, I gave him a 4. Mel Gibson, again, I would have gave him a 4. I don't know why I gave him a 3, but I gave him a 3 for what it is. But yeah, I gave him a 4. He was very entertaining on screen.
He's so freaking good. This guy, you ever watch, like, you ever just watching a movie and you're like, this person is very good at acting. That is Raul Julia.
That is good. It's very,
like,
good.
It is. You know what I mean? Like, you're watching the guy act, and you are like, this guy is good at his job. He is very good because I did. I will say I had a feeling when they introduced him that he might be Carlos just because of the way the scene played out. But it's not obvious. I'm not saying it, you know, the movie failed or anything. I'm just saying I had a hunch. I was like, that sound like it could be the guy on the phone. You know, he speaks mostly Spanish. I was like, uh-oh, this is Raul Julia? But when he first showed up, I was like, oh, this guy's great. he's like a federale from Mexico, right? Yeah. He's like a, basically they're FBI agents in Mexico. And you're right. Everything you said, I agree. I love the scene, all the scenes on the boats. When they're inside the boat and Mel Gibson's doing all the cocaine and stuff. And he's like, he wants to kill Michelle Pfeiffer. He's like, well, what if I don't want you to? He's like, well, then we'll keep talking until you do. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's bad, dude. He's one of those villains where
you're lovable.
You believe him. You believe he's bad, but also you just enjoy watching him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's bad. He's selling cocaine. He's willing. He wants to kill this lady. He's killed other people. But you're like, but I kind of love him. And he's funny and he sings. And, you know, there's not a ton of humor in the movie until him and Mel Gibson are at the end. So I don't know. Like, I loved him. I love him in everything he's in. I never, even Street Fighter is a piece of garbage. And guess what's the best part of it? Raul Julia. He's incapable of being not good.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I didn't give him a 5. And that's only because he's really not in it till the third act. I will never give a 5 to a villain who's only in like a third. If he was like earlier in the movie and then throughout, this is a 5, hands down. But because he's just really at the end, but he's so strong that even just being in the last, you know, third act, I give him a 4. He's amazing. I love him. He's a legend.
Remember, I mean, before we go to the action scene, remember when he meets him for the first time, he goes, you had sex for 4 hours? You made me hungry. Remember when they're walking up the stairs?
Like, you animal.
Yeah.
And then they're playing ping pong. It's so weird.
Like, it sounds stupid. He goes, you have great stamina. He goes, you made me hungry looking at you. I was like, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so funny.
He was hilarious. I loved him. He was great. All right. Let's go with, we're going to call this section action scene. For this episode, it will be known as action scene. So please take it away.
Yes. The blow up at the end. That is the only action you get in this movie, ladies and gentlemen. There is no action. So for those of you out there that voted for this movie,
What were you
thinking? This is an action podcast. You gave us one explosion, but it is
some
what
gunshots.
It is. And 2 gunshots. Well, I will say this, though. You guys are good. You guys said you picked a pretty good movie. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we love you guys.
In terms of action scene, though, it's literally, there was only one blow up scene. Kurt Russell shoots his gun like 2 times in this movie, and that's pretty much it. Like, I gave it a 1. Like, that's the lowest we could go in this movie. Like, score. Look, I don't want people to be like, oh, but is it? No. When it comes to category of action scenes, is A, how much does it work with the scenes? How much does the actors work in the scene? Everything that goes up, chase car, everything.
How's the choreography?
This does not fall on it. This gets an explosion. That's a point. And that's all it gets. To be honest, that's everything that's in this. I give it a 1. I'm sorry. It's a 1.
All right. So to defend the people a little bit, here's how this works. When I put the polls up,
what did you do?
I have to pick. So when I put the polls up, I have to pick 16 movies because that's the only way is to get it from 16 down to 8 and then down to 4. Because typically every month is 4 weeks, right? Like currently, the 90s movies, I picked 20 because we have to get it to 5 for that month. So, like, you know, I try to line it up. So as far as Mel Gibson's filmography, this got in because the IMDb thing says, like, it does say, like, crime, thriller. It doesn't say action, but a lot of times those crime movies or thriller, you know, there's usually some action. And also, it was either this or, like, what am I going to put? Daddy's Home 2? Like, I'm not going to pick a comedy.
No, you're right.
It was the closest thing, and people voted for it. Like, this won 2 rounds. So, you know, and it went up against actual action movies. So, listen, I'm not mad about it. I'll be honest with you. I know we always say 1. In my phone, while I'm watching the movies, like, I'll write a number, right? Like, when I'm taking notes. And then if something happens that's better, I'll raise the number or lower the number, whatever. I had 0 written. I was going to be the first 0 until that thing exploded at the very end. And then I was like, well, now I can give it the 1. It hadn't even earned the 1 until that explosion. We would have had to give it a zero. There's no action.
Honestly, to be honest with you, that was the first thing I scored on my card. I was like, okay, action. I went one. Oh. At the end of the movie, I just put one. Like, I just went, okay. Before I finish out my score sheet, I just went one. Because
it was the easiest thing to score. Because there's about five gunshots and an explosion. That's it.
I'm just laughing here because, you know, we don't got Ransom with Mel Gibson. No. We don't got Payback with Mel Gibson.
Nobody picked that.
But we got Tequila Sunrise.
Nobody picked what was the other, Edge of Darkness.
Oh my God, that was a great one.
Now, I'll say this. I agree with you. I gave it a one. There is one explosion. If it did not explode,
that would have been
the first ever movie to get a zero. that saved it. Okay, let's move on because this is not that kind of movie. Storyline.
All right, storyline, to be honest with you, it was a good storyline. Very confusing. I was lost a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little bit lost. I did not know what the hell we were going on here. But it was towards the ending of the movie, I kind of figured out it was a love triangle. Kurt Russell was with Michelle Pfeiffer. He was falling for her. But then Mel Gibson was always in love with her. And then she falls in love with him. And
she always loved Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Because remember, when he's looking at the slideshow, she's just like staring at him like with hard eyes and everything.
Yeah. So it was like a love triangle, a crime. But then they threw the elements of the drug cartel in. They had to use Mel Gibson to get this Carlos, which was played by Raul Julia, into the fold, like to bring him out. So Kurt Russell was trying to use his friend, which they were friends. Yep. Honestly, I enjoyed it for what it was. I gave it a 3.5. I enjoyed the storyline. I thought it was really good for what it was. And this is a first time watch for me. So I was kind of shocked that I would enjoy it for what it was. And I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was a good storyline.
All right, so I'm going to come out, and even though we just yelled at all the people for voting for this, I'm going to come out for Nate and say thank you so much for voting for this, because I have never seen this movie.
I never did.
And I absolutely loved it. I literally watched the movie sitting up, like leaning forward for more than half of it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, when is this going to all, it's unfold? Like one of those House of Cards, right? Like they're building the cards up and they're building it up. And you're like, at some point, this thing's coming down, and I don't know what's going to land where. And I love that in the movie. I love that Kurt Russell and Mel Gibson were like former friends who are still kind of friends, but one's on one side of the law and the other's on the other side of the law. But he's trying to be a better person, but the informant's constantly trying to make him do drug deals. Like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, yes, you do. He's like, no, I don't. But Carlos is still talking to him, and you don't know who Carlos is. And then it's Raul Julia, and that's amazing. I love the love triangle. I've been trying to say, well, I'll save it for overall, but yeah, this worked for me on so many levels. It's not an action movie. You're right. So as an action movie, I would have to say it failed. But then again, I can't say it failed because it's not really an action movie. People just voted for it in an action podcast. But as a storyline, this is something that's right up my alley. I love crime movies. I love these kind of thriller dramas, everything. I gave it a 5. Okay, overall.
Story, you gave it a 5?
Yes.
Okay.
5 out of 5. Loved it. Yeah.
Yes. All right, here we go. Overall, you're right. Not an action movie, but everything else, crime, thriller, you got everything here. And I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I'm giving it a 4 out of 5. I think this is a really good movie for those of you out there that are very into crime dramas, because that's what this was. This is a crime drama mystery. If you want to throw that little mystery to find out who the hell that Carlos character is, which we just spoiled it for you. But I liked it. I thought it was really good. Mel Gibson gave you a great performance here. Kurt Russell, awesome. Michelle Pfeiffer, she was gorgeous. She was really good in this movie. Raul Julia, he's amazing in this movie.
And glorious.
Course, yes, he was great. And then, of course, you got the other bad guy here, the DEA agent that plays bad guys in every other movie.
Oh, I hated that guy. So how much did you hate that guy?
I want to punch him in the face.
All the time. The whole movie.
Yeah.
Punches. I love when Kurt Russell threw the coffee on him. I was like, that's what you get.
Yo, that shit was crazy. He threw all that coffee on him.
Threw the coffee on him.
Yeah, that was crazy. He's like, you're in my office and all this crap, and I loved it. Anyway, I gave it a 4 out of 5. Very entertaining movie. Thank you so much for everyone that voted for Tequila Sunrise.
I haven't touched one thing in this movie, and that is, well, that's good. That sounds dirty, but I haven't talked about Michelle Pfeiffer. I never touched Michelle Pfeiffer, but I've not talked about Michelle Pfeiffer. Mm. She actually was my favorite character in the whole movie. Now, she's not the lead, so we have to score Mel Gibson. If I was scoring Michelle Pfeiffer, she would get a 5. She is her acting performance, like, I've always been a fan of hers, but I always feel like movies, certain movies she leads are not my kind of movies. You know, she did some of the like romance movies and stuff like that. But even if you look at something like Batman Returns, right? She's the villain, but she's not the main star of the movie, right? She's a side character. She's in a lot of great movies, like Dangerous Minds. She led in that and she was pretty good. But this movie, really, she had the best dialogue in the whole movie. All of her lines. She was smart. She was like, when she was given, she was really giving it to Kurt Russell in a lot of scenes early on.
Yeah.
When he's trying to get information and she's just flipping on him, and he's just like, well, dang, I can't even, you could see it in his face in the character. Like, he's like, I can't get what I want from this lady. Like, she was on it. And then she's vulnerable at times, right? Because she like actually has feelings for them. And I think she was, to me, every time she was on screen, I was thoroughly enjoyed it. Not to mention the fact that she's absolutely gorgeous in this movie. Like, just 10 out of 10, beautiful. But her performance, I would also love. Raul Julia, you get four great performances in one movie. There's not a lot of movies that you can say, you know, four actors, Mel Gibson, Kurt Russell, Michelle Pfeiffer, Raul Julia, all are terrific. Great acting, great story, no action, absolutely no action. I gave it a 4.5. It's not a 10 out of 10. I'm thinking in my review, Netflix style, but 4.5, a 9 out of 10 I would give this. I loved it. I'm going to buy it. It's a movie that I love, but it is not an action movie, guys. So thank you for voting for it, but it ain't got no action, but it's great. If you want, like Alex said, if you want that crime movie, you know, drama, mystery, thriller, go watch it. I have no idea how this has a 40% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Is it just me? You tell me if I'm crazy. This feels like one of those movies that at the time it came out, it might have seemed a certain way. And over time, it's like you could appreciate it more. Like,
yeah,
maybe at the time it just did it. Maybe it was too similar to other stuff. You know, I don't know. But watching it now, I absolutely loved it. I think people should give it another chance if they watched it back then and didn't like it.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. So totals. What do you got? What's your total?
I got a 15.5. I mean, again, if it wasn't for action scenes, I think I would have scored it higher, but there was no, sure. I mean, we just said it, just one explosion and two gunshots. That's pretty much it. But other than that, yeah, 15.5.
Yeah, so I have an 18.5, and yeah, it would have been easily in the high 20s if it had any action, because I gave it a 4, a 4, a 5, and a 4.5 in the other category. So darn you action, 18 out of 25. Okay, with that being said, that is Tequila Sunrise. Now, here's what we got coming up down the line. Next week, me and Alex are putting in overtime. You guys are going to get so much stuff because we were 1 week behind from when I was sick. Listen, next week, we are going to be reviewing The Mummy, the Brendan Fraser Mummy, the good one. The Mummy Returns. We're going to be reviewing that. We're going to rank the Rush Hour franchise. We're going to be reviewing two more Mel Gibson movies. This time, we got We Were Soldiers, first time watch for Alex, and Bloodfather, which I cannot tell you.
No, Braveheart.
How I flipped them. Bloodfather. I changed it because we have to review so many movies and that movie's 3 hours. So we're going to go Bloodfather.
Okay.
And I cannot tell you how excited I am for Alex. If I will be literally sad if we come and sit here to review and Alex is like, he's all right, which he might. He might do. You know, Alex does what he does. He likes what he likes, but I can't wait. I know he's never seen it. I've seen it a few times. Bloodfather. And then after that, we'll do, you know, Mummy 3, which is terrible, and Braveheart, which will make up for it. So we got a lot of stuff lined up for you. You want to keep up with it. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming out next week. So keep an eye out for all of that.
Yeah, of course. If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast. And of course, for those of you that would like to catch our reviews on our YouTube channel, please check us out over on Levels of Geeks. We're back there. And of course, we're going to be returning to Lives November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern. And of course, if you enjoyed this video, please subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, hit those notification bells, so every time reviews drop, and they're going to be dropping a lot on this channel, you guys will be notified. Till then, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.